Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, Rob Dunn with us. His work is called Never Home Alone, and we want next hour your calls, your questions, and your critter stories, too. We'll get into how mice get into your house, too. Rob, these bed bugs, and we'll talk about them in the house again in a second, but why do hotels have such a horrendous reputation with bed bugs?
Well, you get a lot of people moving in and out, and so you get lots of chances for them to arrive. And then they're hard to get rid of. And so, like, the chances that they get there are really high, and then they have sort of ordinary chances of getting rid of them. But the trick with the bed bugs in the hotel is really that just you need to check the sheets and check the mattress and look for little spots of blood, and they're pretty easy to spot. They're not invisible. They're very much a visible little monster.
Like little black dots, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, what's the appropriate, like, comparison? It's like a clump of pepper grains with legs.
and a little pincher.
And a little pincher. See, you can see them. And so, I mean, I always look for them. It's worth doing.
Have you ever gone into a hotel and found one?
Yeah, we actually had a lab retreat. And so we all went to the coast to a rental house, not a hotel, but it was a whole house full of people who study insects in homes.
Oh.
And we got there, and sure enough, there they were. And we called the owner and said, "We have bed bugs." And he said, "How can you be sure?" And I thought, "Well, we're pretty sure."
We're the insect people. Did you stay in the house, or did you all leave?
We left, yeah.
Did you leave?
Yeah, we did leave, yep.
Ah. Can you spray? Can you kill them that way?
The easiest, they're hard to kill that way because we've used the sprays too much on them, and so they've got resistance to the sprays now, and so you spray them, and they sort of smile back at you and then walk away.
There's supposed to be a reason for everything, Rob. Why did nature give us bed bugs, for crying out
loud? Well, I mean, that's one of the things we've done a lot of work on, is that, you know, as a scientist, we get trained to hate that question. Like, what good is it?
Like a mosquito.
Yeah, and what we've started to do is to think about, well, if we really focus on the species like this, well, what good might it have for humans? And we had an interesting one recently where we asked people to tell us what lives in their houses, and one of the things we asked about are these camel crickets, which you might have seen. They're the one we were looking for is about the size of the last digit of your thumb, and it has long, long antennae, and it's really kind of a cave cricket. And so we asked people, do you have them? And immediately 500 people responded whether they did or didn't have them. And what we got back, though, was not what we expected, that where people said they have them was sort of wrong relative to our understanding. And so we asked for pictures, And when we asked for pictures, what we saw was that there was a giant Japanese species of these camel crickets that had moved house to house across North America, and nobody noticed it. Everybody else thought somebody else knew what it was. And so we thought that was so cool. You know, this is going to be a cool news story. People really like it. And overwhelmingly, what we got back was, well, what good is it? And so we started thinking, and well, you know, this is a cricket that really historically lives in caves, eats really crappy food with low nutrition. And so we thought, well, what if it has bacteria in its gut that we could use to break down something that we need to break down, like plastic or industrial waste? And so we looked, and the first one of those crickets we looked in, we found a kind of bacteria that can take the waste of the paper and pulp industry, which is this nasty, nasty stuff that typically gets burned, and turn it into energy. And so as we've kept working, we find more and more of these cases where even things like bed bugs, if we look for what use they might have, we can often find one. But I think very often we forget to even look. You know, we get so caught up in the itchy, scratchy that we forget to look at the bigger picture.
And let me ask you about black mold, especially here in the California area. It's all over the place in people's houses. And in some cases, they've had to knock down drywall and everything else. What is that stuff? And it's bad if you breathe it.
Yeah, it's not great. It's actually very hard to study some of this stuff because what you really want to figure out is, well, what happens if it's in your house for 10 years? Like, what happens to your health? And that's a hard experiment to do, and one doesn't want to do it, right? But what we found is that when we sample air, we often don't see that toxic black mold because its spores are really heavy. They don't seem to get airborne. And so one of the mysteries has been, how does it get into your house in the first place? And a Danish scientist, Birgit Andersen, has figured out that it's actually coming in with the new drywall. That the drywall
really?
Is sort of preloaded, yeah, with this fungus. And if the drywall never gets wet, that doesn't matter at all. So if it stays dry, the fungus never grows, it just sort of sits there patiently like Buddha or something, and it never affects you. But if that drywall then gets wet, the fungi can then grow, and they just start creeping up the drywall, and that's when you start to see the health consequences. And so, I mean, it's a really weird thing. We've built our houses without paying attention to what we accidentally loaded into them.
Would bleach kill it?
It can kill it, or it can beat it back a little bit. But if your drywall gets wet, like really wet, like in a flood or something, much of the time it's really worth sort of putting new drywall in where it's been wet, especially if you've got somebody with allergies or asthma in your house, because it can produce some stuff that can be problematic, and once it's there, it's pretty hard to get rid of. But if you take that drywall out, then it appears to mostly go away.
Now tell me about mice in the house. How in the heck do those critters get in your house if the doors are always closed?
Well, I mean, they've had a lot of experience doing it. So if you go back to, like, Mesopotamia and look what's in houses, the same house mice we have in our houses were already there, and they spread with Western culture all through Europe on boats. And so, you know, they've practiced a bunch of generations a year at sneaking through any hole we make, and they're pretty amazing. They can, you know, they can get through a hole that's like 1/20th the width of what seems to be their body by sort of squishing through. And they're, in some ways, they're more expert at living in our houses than we are.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Some pets, if you have, will bring in critters, fleas, ticks, all kinds of things. What do you do with your dog and cat?
Yeah, that's interesting. So dogs and cats seem very different in this regard. So dogs, like if we take a sample of dust from your house and we identify what's in that dust based on the DNA, so it's like CSI dust, much of the difference from one house to another in terms of which bacteria are in the house is a function of whether or not there's a dog.
Uh-huh.
And so having a dog accounts for almost half of the variation house to house in which bacteria are there. And in cities, it looks like having a dog tends to be beneficial. And part of what we think is happening is that if you live in a really sealed-up apartment in a city and you're not getting outside, that dog is sort of your last connection to nature. And the dog is bringing in some bacteria in the soil that are actually good for your immune system and your health and well-being. And kids who grew up with dogs in cities tend to be less likely to have allergies and asthma. If you live in a rural environment, you're already being exposed to nature a lot, and so the dog effect seems to be less. Cats, on the other hand, bring in totally different stuff. And so, for example, there's a parasite called Toxoplasma gondii that comes in with cats. And I think we most often hear about this in the context of pregnancy.
If you get scratched, right?
If you don't want to mess with the kitty litter and they get this parasite, it can hurt the fetus. But recently, like 10 years ago, it was figured out that parasite, its natural life cycle is it gets into rats and mice, and then it takes over the brains of the rats and mice and makes them attracted to the smell of cat pee because it can only have sex in a cat. And so it has to get into a cat to fulfill its life cycle. What we've recently figured out is that when humans are infected with this parasite, that it also alters our behavior. And people who have been infected are more likely to be in a car accident. Their personality profiles change. It's the single best predictor of the onset of schizophrenia. And so it's cats are bringing in different things. And in fact, some places it's very, very common that people are infected. 70% of the French are infected, which is to say this parasite could explain the French.
And it's a nasty parasite too, isn't it?
Well, it's a tricky parasite, and it for sure changes us. Most of the time, the change isn't, it's not necessarily negative or positive, but it makes us different, and so I guess we would want to be wary of that. It's more clever biologically than we are intellectually in terms of being able to do anything about it. There's not any real way to control it other than trying to avoid contact with cat feces.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
I've got a friend, Rob, whose house is infested with India cupboard moths. What are they?
So India cupboard moths, they've also moved from Mesopotamia. They were in Amarna, Egypt in 1350 BC. 3,000 years ago, they were already in the pantry before the pantry looked like a pantry. And they eat the grain. And they've moved all around with us. But we've also used them, and so if you look at some of the new transgenic crops that produce their own pesticides, and a separate conversation how we feel about those, but the gene in those crops that produces the pesticides comes from one of those moths. And so that entire kind of crop, so all the corn in North America, depends on the gene from that moth that bothers your friend.
Interesting. How do you get rid of them?
Well, I mean, so they're typically coming in with a grain that's coming from Whole Foods or some whole grain, and so they're in the grain itself. And so if you clear out your grain, most of the time they're going to be gone.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Are they in? Can you check your packages? Will they be in the packages?
Yeah. So you'll see them wriggling around in there.
And if you don't see them, it's okay, or you throw it away.
Okay. I mean, they don't do it other than eating some of your grains. They don't do any real harm.
They're just pesty.
And if you zoom in on them, they have a loveliness to them. They have beautiful wings, and you know, you can come to appreciate them. I have the sense your friend may never quite love them. But
how are these critters? Are they always revolved around food?
You know, some of them are around food. Some are around the building itself. You know, some of them have to do with the sort of falling apart of our bodies. You know, so we're constantly shedding skin cells, and so dust mites are hanging out in the house, taking care of that for us, and sort of a cleanup crew. You know, they're eating bits and pieces of your dog as your dog sort of ages and falls apart.
Yuck.
But they all relate to us, right? So that if we weren't in our homes, the home would be very different. Different species live there. You know, some species just use the house as a shelter, like ladybugs. But a lot of them, if we stop using a house, they disappear. That's what German cockroaches are interesting in that regard. That we always think of them as so tough, and they can survive a nuclear war. But the truth is, what they can't survive is our absence. German cockroaches can't live outside. They can't live without humans. And so a lot of these species are really sort of tightly tied to the ways in which we live. I think the more like us they are, the more we hate them. You know, German cockroaches like the same temperatures we like. They like the same food we like. They're kind of social, but they can be grumpy too. exactly the kinds of things that will make us dislike them.
You will let me in your house.
Yeah, that's the only place they like to be.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.